This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Dr. Jack here on Good Day Health. Dr. Jack Stockwell, look, a chiropractor, GAPS practitioner. He is in the know, and he's here right now to serve you.
Welcome to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com, a regular part of the Good Day Health Show with Doug Steffen. And I've been talking a lot about food and the preparation of food and the different kinds of foods that are essential for good health, since the food industry is pretty well gone south in providing us with the right kinds of foods. It's a full-time job, as I often say, for a family of four, for one person, discovering the sources for the best foods that that family of four should be eating. And I literally mean that, a full-time job. And in conjunction with that, I often ask the two most common questions I get asked by my patients is, number one, what kind of a pillow should I use? And number two, What's the truth out there about salt? We keep hearing all different kinds of things about salt. And so that's in today's program. I want to talk about that. And I don't really know if I have enough time to get through this whole thing in this one show. And if I don't, some of it might leach over into the next program in a week with all the notes that I have. But I'm just going to jump into this. Most people are not getting enough salt. It's not that they're getting too much. They're not getting enough. And the primary symptoms of being salt depleted, and by salt, I'm going to explain what I mean by salt. I don't mean the salt that's in that little purple container with a little girl with an umbrella. When it rains, it pours. I'm not talking about that. That's some of the worst stuff you can put in your body. But and I'll explain that here shortly. But nausea, headaches, depression. Yes, depression. And more can be the result of a lack of salt in our diet. And salt has been a much maligned nutrient that's absolutely essential for good health. And so we often hear how bad salt is for us. But at the same time, if you have to go to the hospital and you're in an emergency condition for whatever thing, what's the first thing they're going to do? They're going to give you an IV. And they're going to give you an IV of salt water. That saline solution that they start pumping into a vein so they can add drugs or whatever else, depending on the nature of your emergency, is a bag of salt water. Salt isn't the problem. It's the form that salt is in. And the foods that it is on can become the problem. I've talked to you about nutrient-dense foods, and I've talked to you about fermented foods. And all of us are aware of these things, but the nature of salt has definitely changed, because back before the invention of the refrigerator, you know, well over 100 years ago, all of us would have eaten more salt because we had more meats that were preserved in salt, and the jerkies that we would make, we had more fermented foods that had salt, sauerkraut, kimchi, pickles. Salt's also necessary for food preservation. But around the turn of the previous century, we got the refrigerator. The icebox, I think they called it at the time. So people started eating differently. And then the nature of salt changed as a result. Now, if you look at Mother Nature's salt, the way salt appears in nature, it's a complex chloride. Not only do we have sodium and chloride coming together for that salt, it also comes together in the form of table salt. But seawater has potassium chloride, magnesium chloride, calcium chloride, and dozens of other elements, minerals, trace forms, things like iodine, zinc, selenium, phosphorus, manganese, all of these other trace elements. And around the turn of the centuries, from the 19th into the 20th century, the companies realized that they could take these other complex fluorides out of the sea salt or the seabed salts that we find in salt mines around the planet, take these important minerals out and sell them as separate items, and then sell the demineralized leftover salt as some kind of a solid. And so some companies realize that they can take out some of these other minerals that occur in seawater as well. And that's the way it's always been done. I mean, one of the neat things is the, and I don't remember if I told the story about milk yet or not, but the real value and the real nutrition in milk isn't the white liquid. It's the cream and the fat that is in the milk, because all of the vitamins A, D, and K that are in milk are in the fat, not in the white stuff. At some point, everybody bought milk as a whole product. You know, we didn't separate it like we do today. And the fat and the cream and everything else was sold together as one whole milk product. But at some point, they realized that a farmer could take out the cream, which is the real nutrition part of the milk, and then sell that to another company that would use it for butter or for cream or for ice cream. And then they would sell the leftover, the white part of the milk. And in effect, it increased the revenue because they could sell these things off separately. Well, the salt companies started doing the same thing.
630.
And so it only makes logical sense at the time, because I don't think people thought about the ripple effect of this, because they weren't looking at food as being something holistic. They weren't looking at our food being our medicine as we used to do in the past. And these ripple effects got to be pretty devastating. If you're just tuning in, I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com, and I'm always trying to answer my patients' questions or email questions that I get at office@jackstockwell.com in making the addresses or the address of subjects that I do here on the Doug Steffen Good Day Health Show. But I've been asked so much about salt, and so I wanted to get into it and get into it a little deeper, because we start seeing problems showing up in human physiology now because of the fact that the nutritional part of the salt has been removed and nothing is left except the salty taste. Salt by nature is hygroscopic. Hygroscopic just means it sucks water out of the air like a dehumidifier. A lot of times you'll buy bottles of supplements or something else, and it's got that little tiny white bag inside of it. Packages that are delivered will have little white bags inside of it, whether it's food or not. Those are hygroscopic crystals that keep the product dry. And if you take a salt crystal of coarse salt, like kosher salt or something like that, and you put it on your countertop on a very humid day, that salt crystal will suck water out of the air. Now, that's important. I've talked about how essential salt is for life, especially when you get the salt water IV when you go into the hospital. But one of salt's primary functions in the body is to regulate moisture. It regulates the fluid outside the cell, and it regulates the fluid inside of our cells. And the way that nature has solved interacting with moisture like this is absolutely critical. Unfortunately, what happens when you have salt and it's sucking water out of the air, the salt tends to clump. You know, it gets sticky, especially if you live in humid areas. So a lot of these places, people will put little, you know, rice kernels in their salt, or they have to tap the shaker, you know, a little bit to break up the salt crystals to get the salt out. That's normal. And about the same time, the salt companies got together and said, well, you know, what if we threw a chemical in there to stop the salt's ability to interact with moisture? And as that developed, they found several chemicals that they could add to salt that could coat the salt crystal and stop its ability to interact with moisture, which stops it from caking. And the nice thing about that was that you could have salt in a container on a rainy, humid day, and the salt will still pour out of the shaker. You know, the tagline, as I said, the little girl with the umbrella, when it rains, it pours. Because when it's raining outside and it's humid, the salt will still pour out of the shaker. Well, at the time, I don't think people thought anything about that. I mean, it was a great marketing idea, and we're always trying to revolutionize and bring food to a higher level. But these ripple effects are pulling out the nutritional value of milk, and it's pulling out the nutritional value of the trace minerals that's in the salt. So when you add this chemical that stops the moisture in the salt from accumulating, that's supposed to regulate moisture, it causes some problems. And these chemicals are things like sodium ferrocyanide, calcium silicoaluminate, and sodium silicoaluminate, big words. But these are anti-caking materials for salt, but it's very similar to what's in your antiperspirant. It's very similar to the anti-moisture type of chemical that you put underneath your arms to stop perspiration. It's also what the companies are adding to salt to stop it from clumping. And so the challenge is to get those trace minerals. But I guarantee you, if before you had breakfast you licked the top of your antiperspirant a couple of times, you're going to have some problems. With these kinds of issues, that occur through the demineralization of salt. I mean, think about ascorbic acid. We think about how important ascorbic acid is. Oranges and citrus fruits have ascorbic acid. And if you would take an orange and you sucked out all the vitamin C and all the ascorbic acid, and you sold that to a supplement company, and then you sold the orange to a grocery store, you wouldn't think anything about it at first. You wouldn't stop to think about, well, where's the nutrition in this orange? Because the good really part of the orange isn't its color. It's the citrus that's inside, the bioflavonoids, and all those things that make that orange special. It's the salt is the same way. And once we start taking out these trace elements, the complex chlorides, and we add a bunch of chemicals to stop the salt from doing what salt's supposed to do inside the body, we start having problems. And then the third part is if we're eating processed foods out of cans and boxes, they put a lot of salt in those items because salt is a natural preservative. You can make food really cheap, I mean really bad food, and you can make that bad food last longer by putting salt in it. But the salt they're adding into it is the demineralized commercial version of the salt. This trifecta of lack of minerals, all kinds of additives, and then you add the food that the salt is on. It's usually generally cheap, bad food. But if you go back to nature, you're eating fresh. You have to go out of your way to find nutrient-dense food. And then it becomes important to go out of your way to get good, healthy salt. And you won't be getting all of that processed salt once you switch over to a more natural, healthy living food source. So there are three questions that I tell people to ask when it comes to salt. Now, we're going to be coming up to a break here before too much longer. I want to get into these three questions. It applies to food, other foods as well, not just salt. And I'm a very big fan of Celtic sea salt that comes from France and the Redmond sea salt that we harvest here in Utah. Now, there are a lot of other great salts on the market, and I would say, well, this is the salt I think that is the best, but you need to search around. You need to find the stuff that fits your needs and taste. So when we come back, I'm going to tell you about the three questions you should ask, not just with searching out the best salt for you and your family, but the three questions that you might ask searching out the best nutrient-dense foods that you also want to provide for your family. So we're going to go to a break. I'm Jack Stockwell, Dr. Jack Stockwell. I guess that's what the people call me. At ForbiddenDoctor.com, we will be right back.
Robert is a real Prevagen user and content contributor.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications in the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas 2 nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. This is the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Welcome back to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com. By way of a little bit of what I do in taking care of people's spines, I've seen four new patients this week, all four of them from out of state, who either fly here or drive here. Two people from western Nevada drove 6 hours to get to my clinic this week because of the specialized work that we do. You can get more information about that at jackstockwell.com. So I want to continue on with the salt, and I want to say, well, here's the salt that I use. I think it's the best. It's the best for me. It may not be the best for you. Celtic, C-E-L-T-I-C. You can get that at Whole Foods. You can get it at specialized food stores. Health food stores usually carry it. Or the Redmond Sea Salt. And I don't, you know, there's so many good products out there, but you have to ask these three questions. And if you get the right answer, you can end up with a very good salt. You can ask those same three questions, as I said, trying to find raw milk. And you can ask it to find a great source of eggs and a great source of organ meat or whatever else is you're basing your diet around. And these three questions are universal. The first one, who's producing it? Whether you're talking about something in the produce department of the store or at a farmer's market or whatever else, and I'm using salt as an example, who produced it? When it comes to salt, knowing the producer becomes a bit of a challenge because you might walk into a grocery store or a big box store and you buy this sea salt, this pink salt, something off the shelf, but it's hard to know the face of the person that's producing it, obviously. And once you find that person and you know who that person is, it makes the second two questions a lot easier. The second question is, what is the source? Who produced it? Now, what is the source? And there's a lot of places you can get salt from. It could come from something that's produced in the San Francisco Bay or the Gulf of Mexico or the Sea of Japan or the Mediterranean or the northern coast of France or the Dead Sea, like the Dead Sea in Israel or the Dead Sea that we have here in Utah. It's called the Great Salt Lake. It's called the Great Salt Lake for a good reason, or some ancient seabed. But these are the three, you know, the three questions you want to ask. The third question is, what's the process? Because there's a lot of different things people do to salt or anything else. And if you know who's producing it, and you know where it came from, and you know the process that was used to make it, whether you're getting raw milk or grass-pastured eggs or raw milk cheese or organic kale, or natural salt, whatever you're searching for, you're going to end up with a much better product.
Now, there's fake. I've been asked that. How do I know if it's real pink Himalayan salt? That's a little bit harder, because the challenge with pink salts is that there's dozens of them out there. There's hundreds of mines that produce these products. It gets sent largely out of Pakistan to the coast, and it gets co-mingled, and it gets mixed, and then it gets shipped across the U.S., and then it gets resold and repackaged. And so when you buy a pink salt, you want to know which mine it came from. You want to know what process that they're using. You want to know what labor practices they're using, which becomes a bit of a challenge. So that's why I try to narrow it down for my patients. As I said, my number one salt's Celtic sea salt from the northern coast of France. And I'll explain here after the break how they process that. Or the Redmond sea salt that comes from the seabeds here in Utah. There's one out of Bolivia called Bolivian Rose. And they're all geologically similar because they're all ancient seabeds. And so the scientists or the geologists will say, well, they're 150, 200 million year old seabeds. And, you know, if you know the source, you know who's producing, it's a lot easier to know what kind of process that they're using. Now, we're going to go to a break. When we get back, I'm going to tell you about these processes and which one you might want to be aware of. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com. We will be right back.
It's back to school time, and Sonic Drive-In's got your back. In an effort to help teachers and students get the classroom supplies they need for the new school year, the Sonic Foundation is donating $1 million in August to Donors Choose, an education nonprofit that allows individuals to donate directly to classroom requests submitted by teachers. If you want to help, there's an opportunity this month for you to join the Sonic Foundation to support a local school near you. Starting on August 15th, the Sonic Foundation will celebrate the back-to-school season by providing up to $900,000 to match donations to teacher requests on Donors Choose in Sonic markets. This is in addition to the $100,000 from the Sonic Foundation and Reese's Book Club to match donations to classroom projects earlier this month. Visit DonorsChoose.org on August 15th while the Sonic Foundation is matching donations and help one of the thousands of teachers that have posted requests.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Hawaii vacationers are being told to stay away from Maui.
Contact either their travel agent or their hotel where they're staying and see the impact.
Airlines, including Delta, Southwest, and United, offering travel waivers or options to either reschedule or cancel flights to the island. An investigation underway after a 3-year-old girl from Venezuela died in Illinois after being sent from Texas on a bus full of migrants. Texas Governor Greg Abbott has bused thousands of migrants to Illinois. The federal judge overseeing Donald Trump's 2020 election interference case issuing a protective order over the handling of evidence. A ban on assault-style weapons being upheld by the Illinois Supreme Court. That law had faced months of legal challenges. Corey Myers, USA News.
Would you like to hear better for as little as 10 cents a day? Now you can with the all-new Audion hearing aids. The average hearing aid lasts about 3 years. Ours, at only $99 a pair, means you're paying as little as 10 cents a day to hear better. And to make things even better, we'll give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Skip the doctor and get hearing aids delivered straight to your door. We've eliminated all the middlemen to offer you a factory direct price of only $99 a pair. Join over 300,000 people just like you who took advantage of our 45-day trial offer. Now you can hear better too for just 10 cents a day. Call now and order your $99 pair of Audion hearing aids with a 45-day money-back guarantee. Plus, get free 3 to 5 day shipping.
800-479-8524. 800-479-8524. 800-479-8524. That's 800-479-8524.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Dr. Jack Stockwell, as we continue here on Good Day Health.
Welcome back to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com. And in this segment, before Doug joins me, I want to talk about those processes. Well, you know, what's the most natural process that you might want to be aware of? Now, if you go back in history, the ways that mankind always sourced salt was either from a current, an ocean, or a seabed. So if you go to the coast of Brittany, in France, the seawater occurs at about 3% salt, but seawater can have as much as 25% salt, like here in the Great Salt Lake. And the higher the content of salt in the water, the more the salt will start to fall out of suspension. So the way humans have always gathered salt in the past is that they would take the seawater, say, from the Mediterranean or wherever the coast is, and they would pull that seawater into a clay-lined pond. And then they line the pond with clay so the water won't seep into the ground. And by lining it with clay, the clay, of course, becomes a barrier. And the clay that was typically used in the Mediterranean area is a gray clay. So as the salt water would evaporate in these ponds, it would leave the salt crystals behind. But it would leave the salt a light gray color because it's picking up some of the clay minerals that makes it gray, which in further enriching the minerals that are in addition to the natural seawater. So in Hawaii, they do it the same way. In Hawaii, they use a red clay pond, and so you get this Hawaiian red salt that has a certain dusty flavor to it, but they're good products. And then the other thing you do, and this is kind of odd, and it applies to a lot of other food sources, watch the animals. Animals will find their way to natural ancient seabeds. They will paw or dig at the surface to look for those minerals and those salt beds that are under the earth. And that's how the deposit in Utah was found, as well as the deposit in Bolivia and the deposit in Pakistan and the Himalayan deposits. They were watching the animals. Humans would, you know, watch the animals, see them access the salt because they could smell it. And they went directly to it. They started digging the ground. And all of a sudden, the humans come along and look at this. Look at all this salt, for Pete's sake. Because salt isn't just essential for our life. It's essential for anything that's water-based. Tell me a form of life on this planet that does not require water. And so the civilizations would start around, you know, access to these salt deposits. The Egyptian empire, the Roman empire, the Grecian empire, always flourished around coastal areas where salt was easily obtained. They're even pulling water out of the San Francisco Bay using the same kind of approach to getting the salt out of the water, but they use membranes. They don't use clay ponds. They use different kinds of osmotic membranes to separate water and minerals at certain points to get the minerals, to get the mineralized salt. And you can leach out different chlorides. It all depends on the liners and everything else you're doing. But when you suck the water back out that has the salt in it and then evaporate it to a point, when you do that, what a lot of these other processes do is they usually end up adding chemicals to it so the crystals don't clump. And how do you find out more about a company? Well, it's like any other food source. Some companies are very transparent. You can find the information at their website. A lot of times looking at the label, because with some labels, you don't have a whole lot of room. And it's not as detailed as maybe as I would like to see as a consumer. But you can find answers online. Pick the phone up and call the salt company. I'm interested in your product. Can you tell me a little bit more? What kind of soil did this come from? What seabed are you using? What chemicals are in this process? What heat and processors are being used? You know, and I know that sounds kind of crazy. That's going a little bit too far. I would never call a salt company. Would you call an egg company? You know, would you call an organic vegetable source? Would you call them and ask these questions? To some people, that's really important. It's important to me because when you look at the human body and the processes that go on inside our body, when you look at the basic idea between the living and the dead, you're alive one moment, the next moment you're dead. What is the difference? You weigh about the same, except one body is moving and the other one isn't. And the difference, the real difference, is the absence of electrical current. I'm sitting here talking because my mouth, my tongue, is using an electrical current that's passing from my brain to my mouth to my fingers, because I use a lot of hand motion when I talk, telling my fingers to move, because our bodies have to conduct electricity for our cells to work, for our nervous system to work. And we know that salt is a very important electrolyte because it conducts electricity. You can take a glass of distilled water and put in two ends of a wire, and that wire is hooked up to a battery, and it's hooked up to a light bulb, and that light bulb will not light. But you pour some salt into that distilled water, and immediately the light will turn on because salt is conductive of electricity. So if our salt levels drop, all kinds of bad things start happening. Depression, nausea. Even being ornery can start to show up when we're low in salt. And we're always talking about hydration. Oh, it's so important to drink water. But if you don't have salt with that water, what you're doing is flushing those electrolytes out of the body. I mean, if you've ever tasted your tears, they're salty. If you've ever tasted the sweat on your arm, it's salty. I wouldn't recommend it, but if you tasted your urine, it would be very salty. And we're flushing salts out of our bodies all the time. Even though salt is essential, and those salt levels will drop when we're working, when we're exercising, when we're sweating, we're eating clean foods, but we're not adding the natural mineral salt, and so our digestion starts to go. It's very important for hydrochloric acid formation in your stomach to have chloride, and it's very important for the electrolytes in your system to work to have sodium. So the basic table salt is sodium chloride. Well, there's other electrolytes besides sodium chloride. There's potassium chloride. There's magnesium chloride. Important types of chlorides that occur in different kinds of sea salts. And when those salt levels start to drop, you can even get to a point that's called hyponatremia, which is low salt. Now, people used to be paid in salt. They did in the times of Rome. We have great historical records of this. Salt was so essential for life that the Roman soldiers were paid in salt because they could take that salt and then universally trade it. Today we have cash from the bank, or we have our debit cards or credit cards, and we use that as a means of exchange. Well, before all that stuff, before Wi-Fi and everything else, they would use salt. And they would use and spices, and they would use these things to trade. They would be paid in it, and then they would use that to buy other things that were essential. The old saying, is a man worth his salt, kind of comes from that idea. You're getting paid in salt, you're not earning your keep, you're not working hard enough. And then you say to this guy, I don't know if you're worth your salt. I mean, he's getting paid, but is he working enough to justify the salary that he's getting? Now, another very important part, one of the most important minerals, and they're all important, but one of the most important is iodine. And I can't talk about salt without talking about iodine, because iodine is absolutely essential for life. And most people are a little bit iodine deficient. Most Americans are iodine deficient. Salt and iodine weren't always tied together. And the reason that we think about these elements together now to some degree is that around World War I, when the United States Army was drafting men from all over, but in the Midwest particularly, they noticed that there was an iodine deficiency causing a greater problem in the Midwest. Now, you want to keep in mind about this time, people were eating a lot of processed foods in the Midwest. Processed foods from cans and everything had really started around the time of World War I. But they didn't have access to good sources of fresh seafood and seaweed, as the internal areas of large countries suffer that problem. And those foods, seafoods and seaweeds, are rich in natural iodine. So the government gets together and they said, hey, we got to find a way to stop this problem, because we can't draft these men in the military if they have a goiter. And, you know, the brighter minds would say, well, we don't really have a campaign that says eat more iodine or eat foods rich in iodine. The idea is to eat more kelp or more seaweed or more fish. Even mozzarella cheese can often be rich in iodine. Well, that didn't happen. And if it did, it ended, because what they ended up doing was to try to find a food source that they could put iodine in and then force more iodine consumptions. Similar to how in a lot of municipalities, somebody with a crazy idea decided we need more fluoride, so let's put fluoride in the water. What they found was when they tried to add iodine to different things people ate, they experimented. They tried it with flour. And I'm sure they looked in the water. But if you've ever had a drink of iodine-treated water, you'll never drink another drink of water in your life. So they added it to salt because it was stable. And so people have to eat salt to live. So if they put iodine in with the salt, then people would get more iodine. But it didn't solve the problem. Even though they started getting more iodine, but they weren't getting enough. And the challenge is that when you take potassium iodide and you add it to salt, it's less than 10% bioavailable. In other words, if there's 10 milligrams in a dose of salt, you're lucky if you got 1 milligram into your bloodstream. It's, you know, it's a very poor nutrient version of iodine. I would encourage people to search out the great foods that are rich in iodine, but iodized salt is a poor way to get it. And there's some good books out there. One of my favorites is the book called Your Body's Many Cries for Water. That's still available on Amazon by Dr. Bat Mengeji. He was a prisoner in an Arab prisoner of war prison. And he was a doctor. And the only way he could treat his patients was with water. He was not allowed to be given any kinds of drugs. And so when he started working with his patients, these prisoners, and started keeping his notes, he found out that for every quart of water that we drink, we should add a quarter of a teaspoon of sea salt to that quart of water. Because, you know, most of us aren't drinking enough water. People are drinking way too much other stuff. We're not drinking water. And as you drink enough water, which in his book he suggests should be at least your half your body weight in ounces. Some professionals think that's too much. Some think it's too little, using half your body weight in ounces. So if you weighed 150 pounds, you should be drinking about 75 ounces, you know, roughly, you know, of clean natural water, and then adding a quarter of a teaspoon of sea salt to offset that water to give you the mineral electrolyte balance your body needs. A lot of us will drink these sport drinks that have sugar in them. They're loaded with sugar, or they're loaded with some kind of chemical. And we think that that's replacing our electrolytes. It does to a certain degree, but it does at a cost. And not being afraid of salty food. I mean, if you listen to your body talk, your body craves things. It craves water when you're thirsty. And it craves salt when you're low on salt. And because of the standard American diet, people are eating, has driven them to eat better natural foods. But their level of salt is dropping because they don't think about adding salt to their food to the level that they should. And we talk about how important salt levels are in the body. We have to go out of our way to find good, healthy salt. But you listen to your body talk,
You'll find better food sources. Sometimes we think we're craving sugar or we're craving potato chips, but what we're really craving is salt. And what I recommend is putting a natural mineral salt on your countertop with some of those larger peppercorn-sized crystals of salt. And as you walk by, this will sound a little crazy, but I've had my patients do this. If you have a food craving, if you think you're craving sugar, put one of those little salt crystals under your tongue and watch what happens in less than a minute. Your cravings are satisfied and you can go on without eating that candy bar. In a few moments, I'm going to be joining Doug. You can get more information about what I've been talking about at Good Day Health Food. Good Day healthshow.com on our podcast. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com. Stick around for me and Doug getting together.
Joining us now for a regular visit. She is a regular visitor, always welcome, because she always has that bright, uplifting overview. And maybe that's because she had success at a point in her past. She decided she wanted to lose some weight, and she found out about this product called Calitrin. So now Elizabeth Miller is happy to tell you she lost 40 pounds on it. Now, okay, Elizabeth, can I take Calitrin if I'm on a heart medication?
Always, yes. We actually have doctors who recommend it, heart doctors who recommend it. We've even got doctors who take it, doctors, nurses.
All right, let's talk about the deal right now. You go to toploss.com, which is the website for Calitrin. What can we expect if we decide we want to buy a 90-day supply?
Right now, we've got a Christmas in July sale, so we've got discounts on every single month of Calitrin, plus we've got our unlimited buy three, get three free. So whether you've got 5 pounds to lose or 135 pounds, we can help you do it, and you can save big on this sale.
Check it out at toploss.com.
Douglas is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
My name is Douglas. I'm 79 and I live in Chicago. I'm a writer, director. I used to be a marathon runner. Now I'm a walker. And the kind of work that I do, you are surrounded by people who are all younger than you. Memory became a factor. As everyone gets older, where did I put my keys? But I had to get help to stay competitive. I happened across Prevagen, and I started taking it. I saw myself having an improved memory, which at the same time, I felt better about myself. I could not be doing what I'm doing today had it not been for Prevagen.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas 2 nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And 2 nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
Sherry is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
Hi, my name is Sherry. I'm 76 and I live on the Oregon coast. My husband, Sam, we've been married 53 years. We have a medical device company. I have 2 daughters and then 2 granddaughters. I noticed that thoughts and memories were not there like they were when I was much younger. A friend gave me a bottle of Prevagen and said it had helped her. So I thought, well, why not try it? Since taking Prevagen, my memory has gotten better. My thought processes have gotten better. And it's like the puzzle pieces have all been put together. I wish I would have known about Prevagen a few years before. It's worth a try.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Good day, health time. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. Dr. Jack from his clinic in Salt Lake City, his website ForbiddenDoctor.com. Where you can find a lot of information out about various things that Jack recommends nutritionally, among other things. And as luck would have it, there is a discussion floating around today of nutrient-dense foods. We know by listening to Jack, and we're going to have it underscored here, how essential these nutrient-dense foods are for good health. Most Americans are missing these key nutrients from their diets. So let's listen to this conversation with Jack Miller.
If your diet is missing key nutrients, supplements are an easy way to help fill these nutritional gaps. But choosing the right one is important.
Standard Process, a leader in whole food-based supplements, grows most of the raw plant ingredients used in their products at their certified organic farm in Palmyra, Wisconsin.
From seed to supplement, Standard Process protects the vital nutrients found in each ingredient. They offer over 300 high-quality supplements like Conjuplex, which contains organic alfalfa and organic buckwheat, and supports healthy immune system function. Easy Mag is made from two key organic ingredients, Swiss chard and buckwheat. Its multiple forms of magnesium help support central nervous system health.
Learn more at standardprocess.com and click on Where to Buy for the purchasing option that works best for you.
I know where to buy. I can find all of them.
Any of the products at ForbiddenDoctor.com.
There you go. Jack is one of the largest distributors of Standard Process products. We've talked about them for years, ever since you've been around, because you got me started on Standard Process things. And now I take probably 30 different supplements a day that are all, like I take Conjuplex. I don't know if I pronounce it right. Conjuplex.
Yep. For the lungs.
I take, yep, Easy Mag. Is another one, but they're all
for magnesium.
Yep, right. You can we talk about them all the time here, so it's interesting that they're underscoring that. Standardprocess.com or go to ForbiddenDoctor.com. You need to have the right ingredients, and unfortunately, as we've said many, many times here and in other places, the food that we get today, the packaged crap for the most part, is just that, packaged crap.
You know, it's interesting how that misses the consciousness of a lot of people,
mm-hmm.
that they would never think about artificial blood put into their bodies. they would never think about artificial children being given to them if they're infertile. Mm-hmm. But they don't think twice about artificial foods, and artificial in the sense that Mother Nature didn't produce what they're eating. And so that's when it comes to supplementation, that's what one of the things I liked about Standard Process is it comes from their own 600 acres of organic farms in Palmyra, Wisconsin.
Yep.
I've been to the plant 3 times now.
Wow.
It's just amazing how they handle this stuff.
Myself, yeah.
Oh, it's fascinating to watch the process they go through.
Yeah. There, you've heard it from the man who knows, Jack Stockwell. And these things are the kind of, we have these material discussions all the time. GoodDayHealthShow.com is where you hear Jack. GoodDayHealthShow.com. Let's get to a couple of things here that have been banged back and forth. Whole focus on Ozempic. Ozempic!
What a
the ad on the air. And how this is... if I put you and Ken Kronhaus together on this discussion, there probably wouldn't be a more different point of view presented by the two of you. I find, and Ken and I have had this argument. We haven't had a discussion. We had an argument about it because he thinks these things are great for losing weight. We've become such a drug culture, I have respect for everybody's point of view, but there's just too doggone many of these. So,
the propaganda is drugs for anything, drugs for everything.
Right.
And if there's a shortcut that most people can take, because most people, including myself, can be very lazy about things at times.
Mm-hmm.
And if there's a shortcut that we can take.
Take a pill!
Take a pill for Pete's sake. Don't change your lifestyle.
No.
Don't get up off the couch. Don't start a little habit of walking 2 or 3 days a week around the neighborhood. Don't do anything like that. Don't watch the processed carbohydrates that you're eating. Don't watch all the bad seed oils that you're eating in your foods. Just take a pill. Just sit back and turn over, go back to sleep. We've got you covered. We have a pill for that.
Well, the idea of... this part of the program brought to you by Calitrin. That's a pill, too, but it's an all-natural pill.
Well, it's food.
It's food. And that's how you lose weight.
It's food, yes.
That's it.
Yeah.
Bottom line is, take things that are good for you, not things that could be bad for you. Yeah, check it out, by the way. Collagen is one of the main ingredients. Check it out. Calitrin's info at toploss.com. All right, Jack, thanks.
This program was produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording. Please visit BobKSound.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.